It's Tim and Alex here. So as you just heard in the business headlines, Emirates profit up by 50%. And we just heard about their bonuses, some nice bonuses coming their way.
Yeah, 5 weeks salary apparently. Richard Dean's been down at the press conference today talking to people at Emirates. No doubt more details on that to come. But do you know what's interesting about this? 28th consecutive year of profit and record profit, 8.2 billion dirhams. That's 2.2 billion US dollars.
Nice industry to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, not bad.
So all Emirates staff expecting a 5 week bonus, we believe. That was just announced. What would you do if you know, got a bonus? I'm just thinking about bonuses right now. It's on my mind. What would you do if you got a nice little 5 week bonus?
I'd invest it wisely. Would I not?
Sure you would. Does it go straight to school fees, trying to pay off debts for you, or is this like a nice little reward for something that you weren't otherwise expecting?
School fees, paying off debts, and maybe a chocolate bar as a reward.
You're so exciting, Jim.
I tell you what, I live on the edge. No, I mean, there are things I want, but then I always sort of think, I put it off and I think, no, I don't need that. Do I need a new phone?
No, not really.
I don't. You know, it's all that, and you think, is that an extravagance? You're about to go out and buy a new phone, aren't you?
I am this weekend, yeah. Okay. I've had it with my current phone. It's just not doing it for me.
Are you going to sell it? Are you going to part exchange your phone? Because you can do that.
Yeah, but now you only get, what, like 200 dirhams or something for your own old phone?
No, not necessarily. No, it's worth doing. It is worth doing.
But I always end up dropping mine, so it has like cracks on around the edges and the screen's a little bit cracked, so no one wants to buy it.
Do you want me to get at you for being, you know, destructive with your toys?
No, thanks.
I can get
that from my own parents. Yeah, exactly. What would you guys spend on your bonus, though? Just thinking about bonuses today. If you got a nice little five-week bonus, what's the first thing you do with the money? I think I'd go out and, like, buy a car. Because I currently don't have a car. It's annoying having a rental car.
A five-week bonus would buy you a car? I need to talk to management.
It wouldn't. It would, like, maybe put a down payment on it, maybe.
That's a reasonable point. You've been thinking about a car for a while, so it's kind of a treat thing. So you think the difference with you is, I mean, I got kids and all that kind of stuff, but it is a treat, and a part of that treat, you think, spend on yourself. Reward yourself.
Catherine, our producer, said, well, wouldn't you save it? I said, well, not really. I'd go on saving as much as I usually do each month, which
laughed.
Is nothing.
Didn't we laugh heartily at that?
But she said, well, what are you going to do when you're 70 and you haven't saved anything? I thought, well, it's much more fun to spend money now while I'm still healthy than at 70 when I can't even go anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's more fun now to be able to spend money when you're young and fit. You can go on holidays and et cetera.
Short-term millennial view.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm on right now. But get in touch with us, guys.
Get involved and have your say. Call now on 04-423-1010.
Got that millennial dig in, didn't you, Tim? Let's give away a prize, shall we?
Let's do this. So we're giving away tickets this week to the squash, and it's the first time that the world's top 16 squash players will be in Dubai. For the season-ending PSA World Series Finals, it starts May the 24th, runs to the 28th, under Burj Khalifa, which is a great place to have the court. So if you'd like to go... Question today, what colour is the dot on a squash ball for advanced professional players? It's the slowest, I suppose, of the colours, the slowest of the balls.
Okay.
The rubber squash ball. What colour is the dot?
What colour is the dot? Okay, so pop your answer and your name onto a text, 4001.
Want to win on Dubai Eye? Check out DubaiEye1038.com.
You can go to our website, there's a win page there, and you can check out all the competitions that Dubai Eye is running this week. For now, let's take a look at some of the local news stories.
In the news on the ARN News Center app.
So according to the World Health Organization, car accidents are the second biggest contributor to fatalities here in the UAE. This is according to Thomas Edelman, who's the founder and managing director at Road Safety UAE. We often have him on the program just talking about road safety here. Mm-hmm. He says that the major thing here is really seatbelt awareness. And based on a survey they did internally last month, they were looking at how many people actually buckle up in the back of chauffeur-driven cars. So, for example, taxis or, you know, Uber or Kareem. And only 57% of people would always buckle up in the back, which is a low statistic.
It really is. I mean, you don't have to in the back. That's the point. You do in the front. A lot of people still don't. So they're getting together, aren't they? Did you see this? You saw the press release that came through, Road Safety UAE and Kareem getting together to tackle passenger safety incentives to buckle up in the back.
really, really nice incentive. So what happens is if you sign a pledge that you're going to buckle up in the back, you get a percentage off the next five trips. Yeah. And they're also going to empower their drivers to be able to refuse you as a passenger if you don't buckle up in the back, which I think is nice. Mm. I'm not sure too many drivers would refuse a fare. But if they take safety, to that high of importance, basically, they're trying to instill that in their Kareem drivers, then maybe they would.
And trying to instill that in passengers as well. Yeah. I mean, if you got in and you were reminded by a driver that people should be buckling up at the back, even if it's not law, at least you're doing something to make people think about it. Even if that passenger decides, well, I don't need law, you know, and gets shirty with you.
At least there's a reminder.
Exactly.
So true. Here's another one. Real estate agents are being warned to stop cold calling. So, guys, if you get a cold call from a real estate agent, you can report this. And this goes into RERA under the Dubai Land Department. They're issuing the final warning saying that real estate agents can face fines of up to 50,000 dirhams if they cold call you. So RERA, the director of the real estate department, Ali Abdullah Al Ali, is saying, we've always encouraged people to register complaints against real estate agencies making cold calls. They have no right to do this. You need to get, a brokerage firm needs to get their permission for direct marketing and has to provide a full list of customers that they actually want to contact. It's not just getting the number from a database and just going for it.
Lots of happy people about that, but not me, as you know.
Oh, yeah, you love these cold
calls.
I like
a cold call.
Let's give out your number then, shall we, Tim?
Yeah, why not?
Make everyone happy today. All right, coming up, lots of your texts actually coming in about bonuses. Thank you. Keep them coming in. What would you do with your bonus? Elston agrees with me. Probably buy a type of car, as it's the summer now.
I mean, there's an amount of that. I think maybe Emily's taking you wrong here. Alex, when you're old and can't afford to heat your home, you're hardly going to think, I'm so glad I went to those brunches in Dubai. Which is a good point. But part of having money that is disposable in terms of income is about experiences. And I kind of think as I get older, I want to have a few more experiences to look back and think, I wish I could do that again. So I see where you're going.
The thing is that it's not expected a bonus. You can't expect it, right? So you can't plan that into your budget. So if it's something that suddenly comes and that's not part of your budget and savings plan, it's actually there to just, you know, it's a pat on the back. Good on you. Here's a little bit of a bonus for all your hard work. You may as well take a little bit of that and go, I'm going to enjoy this money because I wasn't expecting it last week. I don't know. That's my view anyway.
There's nothing wrong with treating yourself sometimes.
I think so.
You know,
as long as you don't
just go out and blow it on brunches for the next 2 months,
which we all tend to do.
This is a good match.
We're coming up. We've got Career Connect, so we're going to be talking about handshakes. Just how important are they? Maybe assess your handshake right now. How do you shake hands with someone? Did you learn it from someone? Maybe your parents? Maybe friends? It is a learnt kind of response, isn't it? I think I learnt how to handshake through my father. You get used to how your father shakes hands with people.
He's got a good firm handshake, your dad. Yeah. I've shaken hands with your dad a few times.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the thing we're looking for here. What makes a good handshake? We'd like your input on the conversation as well. We're going to be talking about this and other things, like what makes a good leader up until 5 o'clock. Get in touch.
This is Drive Live with Tim Elliott and Alex Hershey
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
It's just gone 4:20. Get in touch with us, guys, if you see anything happening around on the roads. If you're stuck anywhere that we haven't mentioned, please get in touch if it's safe to text. You know the number, 4001, and we'll have a full traffic report for you guys just after 4:30. A couple of things being texted in about what you'd spend your bonus on. Mm. You know how I mentioned Elston was with me buying a new car?
Yeah.
No, he texted back and said, sorry, this is a stupid autocorrect. I meant tyres for my car. Sorry, but I can't buy a car with 5 week bonus.
Road safety, that's a good move.
Yeah. So what would you spend on your bonus? Because Gourang points out, this is what started the conversation, that Emirates just announced a 5 week bonus for all employees today. So a lot of happy faces around the office. So 4001, what would you spend it on?
Flat screen TVs flying off the shelves at the end of the month.
That's right. Yeah. All right, it's Career Connect from now through to 5 o'clock. Two themes today, the importance of a handshake and what makes a good leader.
Career headlines.
Firstly, though, these are the headlines you need to know. 91% of millennials say the opportunity for career progression is the most important thing about their job. That's according to research firm, recruitment firm Robert Walters, which has found more than half of employers fail to provide clear guidelines for progression. And the study also finds technology, social workplaces, salary and bonuses are other key factors.
We've also heard that employers in the UAE are struggling to find the right people to fill positions. It's a survey from BAIT.com and YouGov shows that around about 16% of companies are looking for new employees, mostly entry-level positions. The survey says 57% of employers said finding the right candidates for senior positions is difficult. 43% reported difficulties hiring junior positions. Critical thinking, adaptability, managing priorities and creative thinking was seen as the hardest skills to find at senior levels.
Here's the third headline for you. The Ministry of Human Resources and Emeritisation has launched new initiatives this week to protect workers and increase transparency around labour concerns. According to the 2015 report recently released by the Ministry, labour contracts will be standardised. Workers will be able to move openly between employers and measures are being taken to secure respectful treatment of workers within the workforce.
Also this week, UAE residents being urged to fight off negativity in the workplace as the UAE encourages its new happiness movement. With the recently founded Minister of State for Happiness, there's a big push towards removing negativity in the community. We've seen an article in 999 magazine, which is the official monthly publication from the Ministry of Interior. Negativity can damage a team's performance and productivity, and can also lead to stress at home too.
Career Connect.
Let me introduce who we have in studio with us this week. We have Shane Phillips, who's the Managing Director of the Phillips Group. Nice to see you, Shane.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back in. And we have a newcomer to Drive Live, Dawn Metcalf, who's the Managing Director of PDSI, Performance Development Services International. Nice to have you join us.
Thank you so much. It's Institute, actually.
Institute. Sorry, my bad.
But we're based here in Dubai.
Okay. Eventually, right?
Eventually. That's
okay, good. So nice to have you both in studio. We've got two subjects we're going to cover between now and five, and one of them is the humble handshake. So let's start there, shall we? There's more to this than I first thought. Shane, you've actually done a whole paper on how you should actually, you know, shake hands with someone. And this is really an accepted form of greeting for most people around the world now. So it's something that we should probably address. Is the you know, wet fish kind of a standard thing in some cultures maybe? Is it the really forceful handshake for some people? What is it that actually makes a good handshake? So I suppose we'll just start with you first of all, Shane. I didn't know it was so complex. Apparently there are four major things you need to consider.
Yeah, it is quite a complex piece that it communicates part of your subconscious when you're shaking hands. And this white paper will be released later this week. It's going to be called Shake It to Make It. And hopefully we'll get a copy up so you can put it up on the website here and download it for free. But people don't realize when you're going into an interview or going to a business meeting, that decision is being made in the first 90 seconds about how you feel. And that handshake can really deliver that first impact. And I think, you know, the first thing I look for is a contact. You know, do you make enough contact? You know, because if you're not making that contact, your palm is really kind of a window into who you are. In some cultures, they think you can see the past, present, and future in your palm. But you know, even if you're in the courts and you're making an oath, you show your palm to the judge. Often, if you're talking and you say, "Look," and someone's really telling the truth, subconsciously they show their palms. So when you're trying to shake someone's hand and they curve their hand so they don't want the palms to have a full connect, or they don't let the thumbs lock, it can be two things, you know, self-confidence issue. They could be hiding something. Either way, it's going to create a bit of a red flag for someone who's paying attention to that. So you want to be, you know, you want to have a firm handshake, good contact, and a regular movement. I think, and you also want to be careful of people who are grabbing your arm, pulling you in close, trying to manipulate you. So there's so many different elements. I mean, I think you can just go on and on about it. But people need to pay attention to how you're shaking that hand. It's your first point of contact. It's the opening of any relationship.
We got the news in a second, Shane, but when I shook your hand when you walked in just now, you said to me that was a very dominant handshake.
Yeah, you were dominating me.
I was trying to. strangely. And then I looked at it and I thought, well, the standard thing is that you should connect for, what, 3 seconds. It should be relatively firm, not too firm, not pulling people in. I didn't feel like I was being dominant. I was just putting my hand out to you.
Yeah, well, because it would be subconscious. So what you were doing is you were turning your palm to the floor, which puts your hand on top of mine.
Ooh, yeah.
And
oh,
makes mine in a submissive position. So you are, you know, you're trying to dominate me, and I don't think it's the first time
I was asserting my dominance.
Yeah. Is that because Tim feels threatened by you? Do you think
it may happen again?
Look, it could be all kinds of reasons, some of which we may not want to discuss.
We're going to come back to this because, as you said, there are so many things to discuss here. You know, the origin of the handshake here, the cultural differences. That's an important thing to address, especially here in this market. So the pressure, the contact, the actual shake. How many times should you shake someone's hand? And also the arm. I'd never considered my arm when I'm shaking someone's hand. What do you do with it now? Mm. It's quite awkward. So we'll come back to that. Dawn, I'm sorry we haven't gotten to you
not
yet. We'll get your opinion on handshakes in just a moment. It's Drive Live. We'd like your opinion too on 4001.